This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN.
Kyle's wearing an All You Need Is Love t-shirt. Shout out to the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill. If you're not...
He looks very upset.
Yeah, he the computer did something sassy to
him. I think it died. O'clock.
Oh, wow.
It's a desktop computer.
It's just a black screen with a green rectangle in the middle of it.
That's not good.
You killed it, Strofe.
Happy Friday. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And let me say this. If you're not opening your eyes to watch the Milwaukee Bucks right now and moving them... to watch this young squad, keyword young for real, it is fun.
It's impressive, man.
It's fun, and it's a really good point. Not only is it fun, it's impressive. So Giannis was probable and went through his pregame workout yesterday. And when he's out there doing the pregame workout, pretty good chance he's usually going to play. He used to go out there with Chris Middleton, no Chris Middleton, so it's really just Giannis. I saw him on ESPN Milwaukee socials do that left baseline turnaround jumper that he's kind of getting really good at. And I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Giannis, Warriors, Draymond, Curry, Jimmy Butler, all the likes. And he's out. Late scratch. Even Doc Rivers himself was saying, oh, I was expecting him to play. I found out I was scrambling to figure out what the plan was going to be. And I don't blame him.
Uh-huh.
It's a big piece to be missing on your team. But this speaks to Kyle's praise that has flipped from 4 months.
Oh, now? I mean, you
of John Horst.
No.
I just said facts are facts.
No, you
want him gone, and now you're happy.
Yeah, I mean, again, the offseason, he did a good job. He did a good job. I was sick of seeing him draft, or lack thereof, drafting anybody that could be very talented. But once all the chips fell and this roster came together, I was impressed. But again, I give more credit to Doc Rivers than anything else because he's doing something we hadn't seen, and that's developing.
He hates playing young people.
Who, Doc Rivers?
Yes.
No, but he likes, through his time, he has developed up a lot of young talent.
Sure.
Booty. Coach Bud never liked to play our young guys
well,
like that. He played Dante.
They had a very veteran-laden team.
But I mean, usually when you get a guy in the first round, you try to find some type of minutes where they can be a piece. And what you've seen is you've seen the development of a guy like an A.J. Green. You've seen the development of a guy like Ryan Rollins yesterday, who absolutely starred for the Milwaukee Bucks in this game. For me... The best thing that happened to this Bucks team was the fact that KPJ got hurt, because then Ryan Rollins had to have a bigger role, and then Giannis sits out yesterday. And who would have thought, right? If you had to
you can say that you expected Ryan Rollins to make a big jump this year and be a huge contributor, but what he did against the Warriors. 5 for 7 from three, and some of the threes that he was hitting.
Dude, he hit the dagger yesterday.
He hit the dagger, but not only is he hitting, he's hitting it from beyond.
I said he became Dame.
Little bit.
Get to the bucket.
From the spot.
Pull ups.
That left wing three, I mean, where he hit it with a hand in the face to really just say, this game's done, was absolutely stone cold. And not only that, he's a pest on defense.
Mm-hmm.
He is so young. So young. I believe he's like 3 years, $12 million is what he's getting paid. And he's 23 years old?
Yeah, something like that. 23, 24.
23 years old?
Yeah, he's a young kid.
But I don't care how old you are. It's so impressive to see a 23-year-old step into a stage where a veteran gets hurt who's ahead of you. You showed promise and flashes of what people were excited about, what you could be. But then to do it against the team that he did it, and make Steph Curry look like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to rag on Steph because he had a game 2 games ago where I was like, holy cow, he's 37 years old doing some ridiculous things. So, like, he's not, I can use this one the right way. He's not a spring chick. But he is damn good. Ryan Rollins gave the Warriors the business. He was in the mix. They're giving him some hard fouls because I think he's scrapping it up with them, and they're trying to maybe intimidate the young guy. He did not care. AJ Green living up to what he is for this
team.
Step back on old Al Horford. He's
a shooter. That's what I'm saying. This Milwaukee Bucks team, they have something to them. Do I think this team can win the championship? I don't know, man. But at the addition of Miles Turner, but then being able to have guys develop around Giannis as well to be able to knock down open shots is going to be key for them. What happened?
You'll see in a second when you turn right to see what we look like on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Strofe just having some fun on old Halloween, giving us some costumes.
Thank you, Strofe. I asked for that before the show, remember?
Oh, that's not what you asked for. You asked if we could do the show in the dark.
No, I showed you a phone that had ghosts and goblins. Turn the lights down and our mics should be lit up. I asked, turn your mic on too. I asked for you to do this.
Get a flashlight. See, I got a flashlight on me?
Took you long enough. But no, I mean, honestly,
I kind of like this.
This is a great vibe.
Yeah, this is good.
As a Bucks fan,
look at the ghosts.
As a Bucks fan, we should be really excited for what this team is. And to be honest, oh wow, it got super dark.
You got to get your flashlight on your computer, dude.
To be very honest, I actually like this position better. Like, I love just having Dame because it gave me hope about winning a championship.
Whoa. You're going to say you like the position they're in now versus being in a position to win a championship?
No. Let me finish. The expectations of winning a championship is so different. When we got Damian Lillard, the expectation was, this Bucks team can win a championship. Dame left. We brought in Miles Turner. We're young. Giannis is maybe thinking about leaving the Milwaukee Bucks. The New York Knicks game was supposed to be a big game. I like the position where we're not the favorite. I like the position where we're the underdog.
They're far from a favorite and still very much an underdog. But, again, I will continue to reiterate the fact that this is a crucial year, not just about winning a championship, but for the young guys to continue to develop and show that Giannis can trust them because he's playing within this fast-paced system. We know if he wants to, he will get his 50. He will. But he doesn't have to right now. He's playing within the offense. They are obviously going to double, wall up as many times as possible, build as many help defenders as possible. But he's kicking it out. They're making the extra pass. His assist numbers are up. And if you can build trust with Giannis, with some of these young players, when it gets to the end of the year and you make the playoffs, what does that mean? It means that if you can win a series, something you haven't done with that core that we all grew so beloved to because they won a championship, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, them getting hurt, Dame getting hurt again.
Yeah, unfortunately. Giannis getting hurt.
Giannis, and then it was Dame fake decoy out there for Chris Middleton two years ago. Then Dame battling back, and then Achilles. So my overall point is, you think you have everything you need to get past the first round, no matter what happens. But if this team's able to do it, young as they are, you give yourself an even bigger opportunity to say, because rumors are rumors, but there are things that are real. And Giannis made it very clear he wants to win a championship. And that's a pointed message. Mm-hmm. Very pointed message to not fans. He loves his fans. It's about the front office. It's about his best chance in his career, as any competitor would want to do, is to have a legacy well beyond what he has now. And in order to get that legacy, he's going to need another championship. But if you can prove to him that it is closer than he thought it was, that changes everything.
And the guys were excited. Well, we're talking to Thanasis at an event, and he said, listen, I feel good about this team. I feel really good about this team, man. I like where this roster is, man. We're a whole bunch of hard workers. I love the fact that that's what the mentality is, and you're seeing it on the basketball court. So for me, when I look at this basketball team, this is building towards something. If you get to the playoffs, as you talk about, but you got shooters around him, though, that's the difference, right? AJ Green having that much more confidence. Ryan Rollins being able to establish himself as a guy that can be trusted is going to be very important. Because if my memory serves me correctly, Rollins got some minutes in the playoffs last year because of the fact that Dame went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about guys that have some experience. Gary Trent Jr. stepped up.
That's not real experience. I mean, it is. It's
what do you mean that's not real experience? It was the playoffs.
I know. I guess when I say that I'm so used to talking about this team being a championship contender, this will be a building block towards a championship.
Yeah.
And so if he can get even more, that's what's more important at his age.
So we don't believe that, again, I think the Milwaukee Bucks may be one piece away, but with the East being what it is, and I don't think Jason Tatum, if he comes back this year, he ain't going to be himself this year. Because if he comes back, he's coming back April. So I don't even think that's a smart thing to do for them. So when this East is wide open, Cleveland Cavaliers, they haven't proven that they can actually win when it matters. We just beat the Knicks. So, I mean,
don't do the regular season. Seven game series are so different than the 82 game regular season. Don't do that.
It's a dogfight. You don't have Tyrese Halliburton. So I just feel good about this Milwaukee Bucks team. Better than I did last year. It might just be you don't have expectations.
You have a rejuvenation.
Yes, the expectations aren't there. When you have the expectation to win a championship every year, that comes with pressure. We all know ain't nobody picking the Bucks to win a championship this year, so there is no pressure. Giannis can just go out there and be the dog.
But there is pressure to succeed further enough where Giannis is happy with the direction of the franchise.
That's very true.
So there is pressure.
A lot of that falls on Giannis' shoulders, though. He's taking this personal this year. You can see in his play that he's taking
it. How many times it's fallen on his shoulders, though?
I mean—
And we know how—
This is the first time—
We're thinking Giannis can beat the Pacers.
Well, we thought that, but he can't. But this year is different, man. It's different the way that this team is set up. Before you had Chris Middleton and Michael Redd. I don't know where I was going. The dark got me. You had Drew Holiday.
Dark got me.
First you had Eric Bledsoe that you tried to believe in. Eric Bledsoe was garbage at that time. He couldn't play anymore. And then you had Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday together, so the expectations were to win championships. Then you had Dame Lillard. Now it's really just Giannis. When you bring in Miles Turner, Miles Turner's never won anything before. So Miles Turner is a very good player. He's a plus guy for you. He replaced Brook Lopez, but he's not your number two stud star guy. So I think right now the Milwaukee Bucks are in a great position because Giannis is in a position where he just has complimentary pieces around him, and it's all about Giannis. Not about Chris Middleton, not about Damian Lillard, not about Drew Holiday, not about Eric Bledsoe, not about Jabari Parker. It's all about Giannis.
Good Jabari Parker pop by you, Kyle.
He was adding a lot of random names into whatever.
No. The one at the edge was right.
He had Michael Redd in there. I accidentally said Michael.
That was accidental.
Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You can play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries. Prize drawings on Thursdays. Plus, your play earns a shot at $300,000 December season finale. It's a Bird Bash. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie.com/birdbash.
So spooky on Halloween. I need a costume.
Pole position next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Kid's got the longest rope in radio.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
You could take that one of two ways, and I agree with both.
Oh, wow. Okay, King. I see you with the confidence.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I forgot to look, Strope. What's the damn thing they do on Modi and Tausch with Jesse? Is it spooky or
blue-key?
Blue-key.
Oh, that sounds like something Jesse came up with.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, for how much
spooky?
Fluky. Y'all give him a lot of flack, but Jesse makes me chuckle.
I didn't say he didn't make me chuckle. He just likes.
Well, I mean, that's good. That's good. Spooky or fluky?
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace.
I like Jesse.
Strofe, a dancing bunny. You look like a DJ at a
Halloween
party.
I feel like a DJ in the dark back
here. Are you DJing the party tonight?
I am, yeah. I'm bringing my turntables.
Oh, okay.
I'm not kidding.
What turntables
could
do you
not
have?
I'm thrilled that I'm not there.
I've owned turntables for years.
You a lie.
DJ Strofe.
Why are you just lying to KBNH?
As his dumb ass ears bop up and down.
DJ Strofe.
It is Strofe on the ones and twos.
It is a vibe. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, I can't lie. You know I walked into my wedding in this song.
You did.
Yeah, I told you. This is a boat song.
Yeah, a boat
DJ
song.
Strofe.
Back in Madison. It's home.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of Do we just DJ strophe it right now? Because this, we're in the dark. We got our flashlights on. You can see it on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee because we're spooky, not fluky.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what we came here for.
Put those hands in the air.
Yeah.
DJ strophe.
Hands in the air.
DJ strophe.
Kyle, hands in the air.
I want you to reach out.
DJ strophe.
I hope you're having fun wherever you're listening. Strofe looks like an idiot, so I hope you can see him. Time now for pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is pole position.
Forgot we have the utmost Jesse Nelson hater chiming in, Diana McGuanago. No, Jesse Nelson is irritating and whiny.
First of all, why you guys all got to put Jesse Nelson on the air? His voice is so annoying.
ESPN Madison.
Right now, Nelson and Hamilton. But we might get one of their polls over here on pole position.
Pole position time on ESPN Wisconsin right here on KBN on ESPN Wisconsin. We look at all the shows on the aforementioned ESPN Wisconsin. I pick the best, the worst, all the in-betweens, and we answer them ourselves because they couldn't answer it themselves. Let's start with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Are you pro or anti-honey do list?
Oh, I'm anti. I am so anti.
Why is that?
Because... Oh, this is going to get me in trouble.
DJ Strobe.
I'd say I wouldn't be as anti if it didn't come with the timing of which I'm told about the honey do list.
Oh, so it's a short window of having to complete
we'll talk about a honey do list, right? Which is totally fine. But the reminder about the honey do list, I'll be on my damn couch enjoying my butt in the cushion, the blankets over me.
That's tough.
And it'll be 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
She might have fallen asleep for the last hour, and I wake her up and say, hey, go get some really, do the nice thing. I'm not tired. Go get some really good sleep
in
the bed.
Go to bed, yeah.
You know, and they get grumpy, but then they thank you the next day that you got them up to bed. Mm-hmm. While she's waking up to get upstairs.
Uh-oh.
Hey, make sure, you be like, damn it, you should stay asleep. Now you're telling me what I got to do tomorrow. And I'm just trying to sit back, relax, and enjoy my Friday.
Been there.
Am I wrong?
I said
I'm doing the right thing. I'm trying to get you to bed so you can sleep. Now you're telling me what I got to do tomorrow. The grass, the this, the that, the this, the that.
One thing I will say is my honey-do, I don't get a honey-do list around the house too often. But the honey-do list of where we going left and right is when I had to put my foot down. So I ain't doing all that now.
I'm a little tired to do the dishes and unload the dishwasher.
The dishes and dishwasher.
And clean out the fridge. Could you just do that tonight before you come to bed?
No, that's easy. That's not. Bro, if that, you're having a problem with that,
I hate doing the dishes.
You have a dishwasher?
Yeah, but you still gotta wash it a little bit before you put it in the dishwasher.
You do. It depends on how many dishes are in there.
It's by far my least favorite chore.
Really?
It's pretty easy.
It is.
I know, but I get freaked out by food. I don't know why.
Just run the water hot as hell.
Yeah. I do.
Or you can take, if you see any food in there, you get a napkin, put some water on it.
It's usually like pans, so it's like a little greasy. Not greasy necessarily.
Oh, you're so soft.
Yeah, I am. I am. You're right.
What do you do with your leftover grease?
I put it in the garbage can once it cools down.
Good for you. We used to pour it in a jug growing up.
Oh, a jug?
I pour it into a
jar.
Like a wine bottle, something that.
Can I ask you a question?
We don't cook with grease.
Hold on. Can I ask you a question?
We don't. Air fryer. We just put everything in air fryer.
Benny.
Nothing like making a whole pack of bacon in some grease.
How old were you when you learned you couldn't put grease down the drain?
Oh. Too old.
Oh, really?
How old?
How
old are you right now?
33.
I think once I moved in with my two roommates, a couple that I lived with in
Madison.
Oh, that
was recent. Now you was in your
mid-20s.
I was 27.
Late 20s.
You were older than I am right now.
And then I thought, this is a good trick. This is actually a really good trick.
Trick, huh?
You take, if it's just grease, this works, I promise you. If you've done all the dishes, whatever, and you leave the grease that's still out there, you take aluminum foil.
Yep.
And do you have like a sink drain?
I do, yep.
You put the aluminum foil like in the drain with like the flaps around it, so it's sitting like a cup almost. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You pour the grease into the aluminum foil. It hardens. You close it up. You can throw it away.
Yeah, that's a good idea. See, I grew up with a house with jugs. My mom used to pour the grease into a big old jug, so it just
build up.
It builds up.
Oof,
so
that's hard to look at.
I just knew.
Yeah, that's hard to look at.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Just letting you know.
All right.
I'm just saying, change your ways. Get better.
We don't cook with grease in our household.
Okay, what does that mean?
Does that mean?
So when we make bacon, I make bacon in the oven. I bake it in the oven. We don't put it in the pan. So we cook everything with air fryer. So I put my chicken tenders in the air fryer. Everything's in the air fryer.
Why is he like, it feels like he's trying to flex on us.
Well, hold on. I guess maybe I have a dumb question.
Where does grease come from that you're saying you don't cook with grease?
Meat. It comes from
the
meat.
So what happens to the grease when it's in the air fryer?
In an air fryer, there's just not a lot. It's not.
There's less grease.
Yes, there's significant.
The way he was saying, I don't cook with grease.
There's a little bit left where you can just clean it up and throw it. Like, you can clean it with a rag.
You don't cook with grease in that house.
Well, okay.
Technicality, semantics.
I was going to say,
426 semantics on a Friday.
Does grease
appear
from thin air because in the air fryer it's not in the air?
You can add oil.
Let's get back to pole
position. I don't eat greasy foods.
Greasy. Jen gave it Chewy 7-9 right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Chewy says the Packers will go out and acquire a cornerback at the trade deadline. Do you agree or disagree? 51% agree.
I thought you said quarterback, and I was like, what? Cornerback. It's hard for me to agree when they have sold a cornerback, Rasul Douglas, and kept Jair Alexander.
I mean,
different circumstances, but
yeah.
But also, anything is possible, to go back to what Jason Woolley had said earlier in this week. But until they make a move at the trade deadline. That is buying. When's the last time they bought at the trade deadline?
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't have an answer for that.
Did the last time they made a trade, was it Andre? Andre Rison might have not been.
He was a free agent signing. Exactly. You're going pretty far.
In addition at the deadline. I don't have a good answer.
That's my answer, obviously. No.
But then again,
they traded for Micah Parsons.
Right. So I think everything you know about what the Packers have done in terms of like generational stability is out the window.
What does Ed Policy want at the deadline?
It's not necessarily Policy. It's more so Goody, right? So Goody.
Come on now. Ed Policy comes in here. Goody does something that never been done.
Yeah, but also how often is a generational talent at 26 years old been available at a position?
Green Bay was able to pull it off. I understand that, but
that's my point on the deadline is.
I'm putting this all Policy trickle-down effect.
Sure. And I guess you can do whatever you want in terms of that. But at the end of the day, the general manager is Brian Gutekunst. And what we have learned about Brian Gutekunst is he is willing to take those big swings.
Sure. What are you thinking about cornerback?
But here's the thing. I don't know that it's necessarily a Policy thing, because if you look at his track record the last 2 years, it's Jacobs.
He knew when he put them damn muffs up.
I can't take
with them butter muffs
it's
up.
It's Jacobs. It's McKinney in free agency. It's Golden first round of the draft. It's trading for Parsons. He's taken these big swings that under Thompson, and even maybe predating that, and even early in Gutekunst's tenure, that this 20-25-year gap, they haven't done things like this. So I think trading for a guy like Micah Parsons right prior to the season beginning throws everything we thought we knew about Goody out the window. That's why I'm thinking, okay, maybe they will add at the deadline. And if they do, I think it's minimal.
But I
think it's more likely they were to trade something out to recoup some of those draft picks they gave up for Micah Parsons.
I just, you know, if somebody out there, right, that's available for the Green Bay Packers to get at a very, very, very cheap cost, that's really going to make much of an impact, right? If we're going to bring somebody in that's still going to get cooked, then what's the point of wasting a draft pick on that person? So I just don't think there's anybody out there that's available that can actually be a true upgrade at the corner position for the Green Bay Packers. How much we may be down on Keyshawn Nixon isn't trash at an outside corner. You just could be a up. You just want somebody who could be better than him at outside corner. So that's what the issue is. So I wish the Green Bay Packers would upgrade the position, but I don't think there's anybody out there to upgrade it with.
Yeah, I hear you on that. All right, two more for you. Rapid fire from the Homer Hour, weekdays 5 to 6 right after us right here on ESPN Milwaukee. Who is currently the Green Bay Packers' best wide receiver?
Wide receiver, Romeo Doubs. Shoot, Christian Watson played well last week, though. But I would say Romeo Doubs. I'm still going with Doubs.
Romeo Doubs got 54% of the vote.
I'm still going with Romeo.
I'm going to say that Christian Watson was playing at a very high level before his injury. And in his first game back, he was very good. It's hard for me to say. But I'm going to go from a holistic standpoint. I'm going to say Christian Watson.
It will be interesting because for Christian Watson to come back and have the game that he did, because, 20 yards per catch, is that not what he always just does? He's an explosive guy and be able to do that in game one. So, holistically, you looking at it from one game is pretty tough.
He's said holistic, too.
I was just mimicking you. But so far, it's got to be Romeo Doubs. He's been the most reliable guy, independent guy that Jordan Love has gone to. So, right now, it has to be Romeo Doubs.
I guess it says currently. I was going to say, what about Jaden Reed?
Jaden Reed, he's coming back maybe.
In a couple weeks, huh?
Yeah.
That's the hope. He's already catching balls.
So.
All right, last one for you. This is from the Dam Sports Show right now. 4-5 on ESPN Beaver Dam. Of the following four costumes currently being worn by ESPN Beaver Dam teammates, which one is the best? Where's Waldo? Minion from Despicable Me.
Oh, wow.
Luke Fickell.
Oh.
Or Charlie Brown, worn by a man named Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
The only one that would be good is if they were mimicking the ones that say...
Fire Fickle?
No. Instead of T-A-A-M, it says... I don't know if I can spell it. Can I spell it?
Yeah, you can.
A-S-S.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
If that was what the best said, then they win.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that, but I can reach out and find out.
It's all right. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo? Only because I was considering being Where's Waldo today for my costume. Still need help.
Well,
today.
You can look out the window at all the trick-or-treaters and maybe get inspired.
That's what I would love to do tonight, but I'll be at a party. But if you're at home and you don't like looking out your windows, I have the perfect solution for you. It's Universal Windows Direct. And you guys, I'm telling you, KBN Nation, it was such an easy process. I was just amazed. I made a call, and literally within the next 48 hours, somebody was at my house. His name was Jamie Shea. He came to the crib. He showed us the example of the windows that we have. He looked at our windows. We have different shapes and sizes, and he has something for every single window. And on top of that, the installation was so quick and easy. The guys were in there, in and out within 4 hours in the house as they installed 6 windows for me in my house, and I absolutely love my windows. And the great thing about Universal Windows Direct, right now, you can get 2 windows, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and there's absolutely no limit. If you need 10 windows, you only pay for 5 plus 0% financing for 3 full years. And because they love you, KBN Nation, you can get an additional $500 off your entire home improvement project when you schedule today. Universal Windows Direct has great professionals, so all you have to do is call them at 414-410-2000 or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free. 0% financing for 3 years and a bonus $500 off your entire home project. And just like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Did this last week and had a lot of fun with it. We learned that somebody opened up their own business. Somebody's daughter got recognized as a very great nurse.
She
won an award.
Somebody got engaged?
Tell me something good. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776.
Tell me something good.
I don't want to play that song. I want to brainstorm with you what
tell
song we should play.
Tell me that you love me, baby.
Everyone does that.
Tell me that you love me.
It's a great song.
As long as you don't play that song.
I won't. I play Higher Love at 4:30 every week.
All right, I like that. Then I don't have to tell you I love you. 800-990-3776. Tell us something good in your life. We want to celebrate you or anyone you love. We'll tell you something good as well. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Tell us something good. I love all of you more than Strofe.
Hey. Wow.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
So they are lucky. Those other teams, whether it's Kentucky or whether it's Oregon or was it TCU?
That was TCU.
TCU, they're lucky I didn't play in that game. You got upset by a bad team, TCU.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Be a higher love. Bring me a higher
love. Oh. Bring me a higher love. Oh, my God. Alex Strofe.
Can't wait for you to share everything you shared with us on the air. Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN Nation. Tell us something good. 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. We want to celebrate you. Vibe it up, DJ Strofe.
DJ Strofe.
Strofe, you got anything good? Or are you just the DJ?
Oh, dude, life couldn't be better.
Kyle, you gonna tell me something good?
I got a couple things I'm gonna tell you something good. It's gonna be kind of personal, and
tell me something good's about.
First thing first, baby girl was gone for a couple days. I'm reunited with the love of my life. I'm out my parents' crib, back at the home, out the house, excited to be back home. Another feel good story. Shout out to my little cousin William. He plays for Memphis, making his debut. You know that Memphis making their regular season debut coming up here soon. So shout out to the Memphis Tigers basketball team and Penny Hardaway. And also shout out to me because I made it through Monday. Remember, I didn't have deodorant. I was so upset about how expensive
all right,
deodorant
we
was.
We actually got and some. We got some real things.
I've tried new deodorant and it works. It's working.
This is not the thesis of Tell Me Something Good.
This
is Tell Me Something Good on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. James R. We give you a shout out, James in West Allis. He was the number one salesperson this month in his company set a record month. Got to leave early on top of that.
Let's go, James.
Let's go.
Look at you.
Beads chimes in, and unlike Brad, he's going to the game with nine others, and he's got his tickets via a member of the organization.
Oh, wow. Beads, look at you.
Big time in Brad
Nortman.
Remember
we sent beads to people last year?
Stop asking questions. Bruni in the 920. College basketball starts soon. That's you, Strofe.
Can't wait Monday.
Tyler, tell me something good. 800-990-3776.
Sispack Apps chimes in right now. Sorry, I'll get to the next one. I'm trying a new deodorant.
Hey!
No, he said LMAO, highlight of Kyle's week.
Man, listen, I don't think y'all understand. Your boy ran out of deodorant, and I didn't know they cost $9 a stick, so I had to go to the big box store to get. I got a pack of five for $12, and I smell delicious. So if you want to smell me during the break, I'm telling you, I smell. Ben, you like to smell
I'll
people.
I'll give you a whiff.
No. Ben likes to smell
account,
people.
1,207 chimes in with their Tell Me Something Good. Bucks Nation tips their caps to Ryan Rollins. Continue to ball out like a beast, torching the Warriors for another win without Giannis. It's worn off, buddy. 800-990-3776.
He is a damn lie. You know that smelled good.
No, you literally smelled like nothing. And Strofe, my delivery
Strofe,
was
come here.
Honest.
Strofe, come here. Come here, because now he lying. Strofe, come here. Because now he playing with my emotions because I was so excited because I wore
Slow down. It's just deodorant. We're celebrating like sales winners and real life things and your relatives.
My hygiene isn't a real life thing.
That's an expectation. That you come to work with good hygiene.
Come on. Come here. Well, everybody don't have it. Come here.
800-990-3776.
Damn right.
It does smell pretty good.
Look, he a lie, ain't he? He a lie. He know
go get the phone, Strofe. Somebody's calling about something good. Tyler chimes in. Guys, you made the wedding list.
Yeah. Who is that?
Us.
Oh, where's the wedding?
Minus Brad because he's busy shaking my head.
He probably is.
No, he is. He told us. Oh. He got engaged last week.
Oh, that's right. It's in October, September.
Well, whatever it was, Brad had something planned, as he always has everything planned.
That's very true.
Mine's very quick. You know when your parents get older, you know, and, you know, my dad's called, and we've been talking about a lot of, like, you know, intense stuff going on in our family.
Oh, wow.
But he's very excited because he's taking a trip to Florida.
Ooh.
And when you get older and he's excited about a trip
Hell
getting
yeah.
away.
He just had a little pep in his step in the conversation. So he's going to Florida, getting away.
Well, that's exciting.
Oh, let's get to Howard. This is way more important. Howard, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line. We want to celebrate you. Tell us something good.
Well, my brain survived a major heart attack, so I'm still here.
Hey! Yeah!
And we're glad you are, Howard!
Howard,
you're still here, Howard.
Howard, I'm so happy that you're here, and after having a heart attack, you're listening to Kyle, Brustin, Norman. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
man.
We feel the love.
Which might not be a good idea for your blood pressure, but yeah. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, don't let what I say get to you, or what Ben says, or Strofe says, or Brad says.
Shout out to Howard. That's a major, major thing, and he's here with us and celebrating. Tell me something good with KBN Nation, 800-990-3776.
That made my weekend.
That's powerful.
It's almost like when I came up with this, you guys maybe should have done it the first time.
Such an original idea. When I came up with this idea,
dude,
something
nobody's
good.
Ever done this in the history
ever.
Of radio.
Nobody. Tell me something good.
Specifically that name either.
Man,
tell me something good.
I bet you they never used the song Tell Me Something Good for the segment, too.
No way. No, not
Oh,
chance.
My gosh. Man. Ben, you're a pioneer,
don't
man.
Don't you play it strong.
He's a pioneer. How did you just have
Marconi,
such an incredible...
Marconi, here we come.
Yeah, how did you have such a vision, man? Sheesh, how did you think trying to connect with the fans and the audience by trying to bring them in and telling them something good as you go into the weekend? Like, wow. Like, what did you do to
okay,
come up with that?
Okay, now you're going too far. 800-990-3776. We'll continue to take your Tell Us Something Goods.
I know GE better not be coming in studio this week and not pop in here.
Done with him. He's moody.
What?
Yeah, he's moody. He comes in when he wants, you know, doesn't say hi to us, makes us come to him.
I don't think we've... Oh, because of the screen?
No, he was here for Homer.
He was.
There's Homer. I don't see Gary.
I'm sure Gary surprised him last week, too, when he was in studio.
Sit Means Sit is the best for your dog training. If your dogs don't listen to you, ask yourself, why the hell do they not listen to me? You can go to Sit Means Sit. You can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Homer, are you shocked we're in the dark? He's just shaking his head.
I'm never shocked.
You can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Contact Sit Means Sit Dog Training in Waukesha or Milwaukee to schedule that free consultation. And make sure you tune in to Green Bay Game Night with Homer and Tausch when they give you their dog of the game. That's right after the game, 12 o'clock. They give all of the insight reaction, and the dog of the game is the highlight of Green Bay Game Night post-game. Let's go to Bill in Delavan. Bill, tell us something good, man.
Hey, this year I had a recurrence of my prostate cancer, and I'm taking radiation treatments now. I'm a little over halfway through, and I'm kicking the cancer's ass.
Hey! Yeah, Bill.
Hey, yo, Bill.
Hell yeah.
My dad had prostate cancer. I can understand what you're going through, and you're going to kick ass. You can do this, Bill.
Keep fighting. I love to hear that.
Man, that's telling me something good because he's just a warrior.
Yeah, man. I love this. This is great.
He's a warrior.
I love hearing stories of people persevering and overcoming and keep fighting.
Keep us updated, Bill. Update us next Friday. We'd love to hear from you. 800-990-3776. We wrap up the show. You can continue to tell us something good next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I am Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kevin Moret here for Manta.
Wrapping things up before the Homer Hour here on Kyle, Brustin, Nortman with you on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. No Nortman, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, DJ Strofe running the show.
DJ Strofe.
Carbless Talk and Text Line's always there for you, 800-990-3776. Ryan Rollins was an absolute stud. Bucks headed in the weekend 4-1. World Series, Game 6 tonight.
Go Toronto!
I know, it would be fun to see the Dodgers go down, even though, you know, it... Like you got swept, but like at this point,
at this point,
I don't want to see the big money team. Like, I know the Blue Jays are
both
top five,
big money teams.
But the way the Dodgers have maneuvered money is different. So want to see them go down. No Badger football.
Oh yeah,
hell yeah!
Saves the weekend, right?
Saves your Saturday.
It does. You got the Bucks playing again on Saturday.
13.5-point favorites against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
Oh, I can't wait for this weekend.
And Halloween theme parties.
I got so much going on this weekend. Miss Black and White Ball. Or not called the Miss Black. It's a Black and White Ball. Greater Milwaukee Urban League.
Is this the one you did when you showed up in a tux?
Yeah, go in a tuxedo.
When you showed up to see me, Strofe, and Brad after Thanalysis?
No, that was a different event where I had
a
tuxedo.
You're Mr. Yuppie.
I believe that was the governor's ball or the mayor's ball.
That was the mayor's masquerade.
Why were you invited?
I'm kind of important. I don't know. I'm not a VVIP, but I'm definitely a IP.
Just an IP?
Yeah, important person. I get invited to these things.
Homer,
even though some of the politicians
if you were invited
like
to a political party, would you go?
No.
It was part of...
But I'm not in his situation.
Yeah, it was UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, Mayor's Ball. So it was a fundraiser. And then tomorrow night is the Greater Milwaukee Urban League, another fundraiser.
You are a busy man.
Yeah, man.
Doing more good than I am, I can tell you that much.
True. That is very true.
Well, damn.
I mean, I was, you know, you skipped out on an event last week,
going
too.
To such events does not mean you're doing good.
He don't open up his pocketbook.
It means you're important.
I did. I opened up my pocketbook.
He put a paddle up for the $20 gift.
I donated $100 last week to Milwaukee College Prep at their Take a Stand event that you did not go to. So if you were there, weren't you? Did you go? Or were you not there?
That is good. I apologize.
Yeah,
that's
you didn't. Ben, I saw your name tag.
Yeah, I was not able to make it.
What do you mean weren't able to make it? I was with you right before.
I know. I'm trying to remember.
You drove home.
Oh, sickness in the family.
You can do it real quickly. Just say family. You don't have to. Once you say family, it's a no one.
Family.
There you go. Move on.
Kyle, I know we've had a lot of discussions about the power rankings, where the Packers are, what their record is, and where they're at, and who they play, and who they're going to play at the big games. But can you just be honest with me?
Oh,
but
what?
It would make your weekend. Like, forget the trap game. Forget the looking ahead. If this Green Bay Packers team on Sunday just takes care of business in a way that you walk away feeling so confident that it doesn't matter what the Eagles do, you have confidence that your team is going to find a way to beat them on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing is
momentum building, confidence boosting, look what we have, and I'm ready to show the world.
Well, because for me, when I look at this Green Bay Packers football team, they're 5-1-1 for a reason. It's because of how talented they've been and how they've been able to finish football games. There's some level of inconsistencies in all the games that they played this year. And for them to put a full football game together, right, and beat up on the Carolina Panthers, it would show me progress. That is the biggest thing that I'm looking for this football team, is that can they continue to progress? I think that offense, specifically in the second half last week, we're seeing the progress of this offense, right? And so for me, all I'm looking to see in the Carolina Panthers game is, are we playing a complete football game? Offense, right? Are they consistently moving the ball first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter? Is the defense not, you know, allowing for third down conversions?
We need some turnovers.
Yeah, I mean,
we need to see Bryce Young turn that thing over.
We want to see that. Again, it's all about progress for me. Would a 40-0 or 40-14 game be something that I would love? Absolutely, but I want to make sure that this team is taking the right steps that they need to get better each and every week. Because for me, it isn't about just the regular season. It's about the Packers actually winning a Super Bowl, because what they have shown us so far through the season is they have a legitimate shot to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year.
Shroff, they're 13.5-point favorites. You see them covering? You see them doing what I've been preaching here today?
Yeah, I mean, I think this game goes one of two ways. It either goes that way or it's too close for comfort, and I think they win either way, and I know that
they pull away late.
I think of their last home game, which was against Cincinnati, 27-18 was the final, but it felt like it was always the Packers game. They completely dominated that first half, but they didn't blow them out. It was the two-possession win. I think it could be similar to that, or it could be like Monday Night Football last year against New Orleans, where it was coast-to-coast, all Packers, all the time, 34-0. I think it's one or the other, but I'm leaning they don't cover. I'm leaning we don't get that complete game that's been ever so elusive for them yet this season.
I feel good about this game. I just think Carolina's not going to be in a very good position having to hit the road, having some injuries, and their quarterback coming
off. They all the VVIPs in there this week, though.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
True. Good
sure,
point by you.
Sure, sure they do.
They're going to get up for that. The
big sponsors.
I don't know. There's, you know, the Packers haven't played a bad team like this since they played the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know if they're a bad team.
The Panthers,
they're 4-4.
They're not good, but they're not bad. They're not a great team. They're just not a great team.
They're one of the many NFL teams.
Yeah, I mean,
that are average.
The margin between good and bad in the NFL this year feels thinner than it's been in a long time, especially at this point in the year.
Especially through 8 weeks, heading into week 9. That's it for us. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for telling us what's good in your life. We'll talk to you on Monday, and in 2 minutes, you have the one, the only, Homer.
Willie, turn on the lights in the studio.
I'll turn them on.
Five seconds.
I'll get them for you, Homer.